One of the first pieces by Antonín Dvořák that was programmed regularly by American orchestras, the Scherzo Capriccioso by Dvořák. That was the BBC Symphony Orchestra.
Listener-supported non-commercial radio broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. So happy you're here celebrating and enjoying this classical programming with us. It's cold outside, but it's warm indoors, and your heart is warmer for listening to WHFR. A variety of programming, including this beautiful classical music in our overnight hours, but we have so much more to offer. We've got jazz, we've got big band, we've got R&B, soul music, blues, gospel music, soundtracks, reggae, world, and so much more. I could go on and on. A couple of shows I'd like to direct your attention to. Tuesdays from 1 until 3, it's The Malt Shop, 50s and 60s rock music. And then from 3 until 5, it is The Radio Vault. That's right, it's those classic old-time radio shows from years gone by. You will enjoy both of these programs, I believe. And we encourage you to check these and others out right here on WHFR.
And speaking of symphonies, here is the second movement from Carl Nielsen's Second Symphony.
Thank you.
The second movement from Carl Nielsen's Second Symphony. That's the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra with conductor Myung-Won Chung. Many, many thanks for your good company this afternoon. I'm Elena C., and this is violinist Victoria Mulova. She's playing the Violin Concerto No. 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
Violin soloist Victoria Mulova performing with Accademia Byzantina and conductor Ottavio D'Antoni. It's the Violin Concerto No. 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach. You'll hear some of Mozart's chamber music today, but before that, a tropical symphony. Just the thing for a late January afternoon. Stay close. At yourclassical.org right now, find a free piece of music by Czech composer Zdeněk Fibich, plus a chance for you to weigh in about this weekend's big football game. Apparently there's a big football game happening. You get to weigh in a classical music-focused way, of course. You can check it out at yourclassical.org right now. All of today's classical music is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals all choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence. Confidence is definitely something Mozart had in spades. You'll hear some of his chamber music in 25 minutes. Thank you. Yoon-ji Lee at the piano this afternoon playing the Impromptu No. 1 by Frédéric Chopin. It's the work next of another piano virtuoso, although Louis-Moreau Gottschalk longed to be taken even more seriously as a composer. It was while he was on a years-long concert tour through the Caribbean in the late 1850s and early 1860s that Gottschalk wrote his first symphony, which is nicknamed Night in the Tropics. Here's a performance by the Utah Symphony Orchestra with conductor Maurice Abravanel.
Thank you.
first movement of that piece was composed in Havana, in Cuba, and the rest of the piece followed over the course of a couple of years as piano superstar Louis Merle Gottschalk continued his years-long concert tour through the Caribbean in the late 1850s and early 1860s. Louis Merle Gottschalk's Symphony No. 1, nicknamed Night in the Tropics. Maurice Abravanel conducted the Utah Symphony Orchestra. This is the English Chamber Orchestra with conductor Jeffrey Tate, and they're playing the Serenade No. 6 by Mozart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chamber music by Mozart this afternoon. That's the Serenade No. 6, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra and conductor Geoffrey Tate.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio. This is WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, and proudly so. Susan McGraw here, WHFR General Manager. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the WHFR airwaves. Maybe you're a new listener. Maybe we picked you up in 2019. Or perhaps you've been listening as a loyal listener for a very long time. Either way, so glad you're here. If I can do anything to make your listening experience more interesting, don't hesitate to reach out. Give me a call, 313-845-9842. That's 313-845-9842. Leave a message and the best time to get back with you, and I absolutely will. Or you can email at scmcgraw@hfcc.edu. That's scmcgraw@hfcc.edu. We are here for you, our campus community, our community at large, and our community of listeners who love beautiful programming.
Plus, Franz Josef Haydn depicts a musical adventure in one of his symphonies, and you'll hear a bit of it in 15 minutes. Here's one movement from the Symphony No. 5 by Alexander Glazunov.